That's my. It's almost become part of the podcast. Bam, 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 as I fade out the Gloss Until the End music, and we're live. GlossCast 151 once again with Toby and Kim, my Sunday morning regulars.
Good morning, Gloucester.
Good morning, Gloucester.
And Toby and Pat. Kim Smith Designs. Kim's been very, very busy lately. I hardly see her anymore, but she was very kind. She brought some peach, some of her last of her peach smoothie.
Last batch of peaches.
For me and the girls this morning. You got to enjoy that and a coffee. Thank you for my coffee.
You're welcome.
Currently.
Nothing for me.
But you weren't here. Nothing for Toby. Sorry, Toby. At 8:30 this morning.
I'm kidding.
You get nothing.
You get nothing and you will like it.
And you will like it. Currently out on the smoker. We're doing a live smoke. I've been blogging this morning. I started.
Big short rips, huh?
It smells really good.
Yes.
Even, I mean, I don't know how far along it is, but it smells really good.
It's 3.5 hours in. Three hours and 45 minutes in. I think I'm going to go 5 hours. And so Eric went to the Restaurant Depot, and he got a big package. I think it was 17 pounds of beef short ribs. Now, beef short ribs are not what you like spare ribs at all. Spare ribs, you know, there's very little meat on them and stuff like that. But, they, you know, they can be very tasty and everything. But beef short ribs are look like brontosaurus ribs. The ribs, like, they're flat. And they're about 3 inches or 2.5 inches wide, each one. And then, like, the meat renders up and so it pulls back from the top of the bone down. Mm-hmm. And it kind of makes, like, a mound of meat mass. Right?
Yeah.
Did I describe it properly?
Wow. Oh, yeah.
Wow.
I mean, anyone that hasn't cooked short ribs, they're missing something. And I can tell you something. If you can get them at a bargain price, he didn't tell me what they cost.
He didn't tell me doing a chili
with it because of all the...
The rendering?
Yeah. The flavor. There's more flavor than you can possibly imagine.
Yeah. So he said to... So before I do these things, I'll look at, like, literally 25 YouTube videos on how to do these things. So you take bits and pieces from each different person, what makes sense to you and stuff, and then you make it your own. And literally 90% of the videos for short ribs consisted of people doing, the rubs were olive oil, coarse salt, and crushed black pepper, and that was it. They didn't do rubs. That was the rub. But what they didn't do extra seasonings. So, but Eric went to the Restaurant Depot. He got this 17-pound package. It was four different units of the things. There's a lot of
that's a lot of meat.
It's a lot of meat. Yeah,
well, there's
a lot of
bones.
There's
also,
bones too, and it's going to render down.
Right.
But so I he said, and he, so he got them. He put them in his fridge, and I picked them up yesterday. And he's like, I didn't get to put the rub on them. I'm like, that's okay because it's just olive oil, black pepper, seasoning. And he told me, he goes, no. He goes, you got to use a rub on those. So there was four, and I'm going to give him two, and I'm keeping two.
Oh, you're going to do an experiment.
So I did three of them with the Paul Prudhomme rub,
which
seasoning.
Is a commercially available.
It's a commercially available rub. There's obviously some paprika and nutmeg, and you know, it's more of a red based rub.
His are usually pretty spicy and hot.
A little spicy and hot, yeah. So I'm sure it's going to be great. And then one I did that I saw 95% of the way. The other
black pepper oil and a little coarse salt.
Yeah. And so I'll give him two of the ones with the Paul Prudhomme, and I'll keep one of the.
One
so
of
I'll
each.
Have one of each. I'll be able to tell,
yeah,
which I'm really excited about.
Yeah. Oh, that's fun.
So they've been on the smoker for 3 hours and a half, 3 hours and 45 minutes right now, and it's amazing how far back from the bone. And if people, I'll put a picture of them
how much it's shrunk back.
Then, and another hour or so, I'll pull them and I'll wrap them in foil and put them on for another hour. The it's been running between 275 and 300 this whole time. If you see the pictures, they look ridiculous.
It's only 10 in the morning. I'm getting super starved.
It's football today. It's football season. I'm excited. I want to grill like every week.
If your day started at 4:45, by 10 o'clock, it's time for lunch.
I want to tell you how little sleep I've gotten in the last... So the last three nights... So Friday morning, I got up at 2:30 to do the big truck. The truck, the big trailer that comes that we have to offload.
You guys have it so easy down here.
Oh, my God.
So I've been literally living on coffee and the high drives and and everything else. I just my eyes are like cross-eyed. So Friday I had the girls and I get Eric and I also bought a Jeep together. We split the Jeep and the girls just love the Jeep, like bombing around in that thing. And having a ball. I haven't decided if I'm going to put a Good Morning Gloucester sticker on it or not yet. I got to talk to Eric about that.
This way you go incognito.
Well, no, it's just I want to talk to him because I have a partner in this thing, and I kind of have to be respectful.
Yeah.
So I had it for the week, and I dropped it off at his house last night. I went to my 30th year class reunion last night, Bishop Ferrer class of 1985. My mom watched the girls like at 7 o'clock. We didn't go till I went way late, so it's just like an hour before their bedtime. So I didn't really miss a lot of time with them, and my mom had them, and they watched a movie together and had a great time. But I went with Kate to. It was at the Ferncroft, and so I had all this. I had a ton of anxiety about going to my 30th year class reunion, and the anxiety wasn't about anything else. That I went to Bishop Ferrer, so I haven't really seen a lot. I had an unbelievable time in high school. I loved every part of it, and I bawled like a baby when I graduated because I loved it so much. But I've been out of touch with all these people. I haven't gone to a reunion since the 5 or 10 year reunion, so that's like 20 years. I haven't seen 95% of these people. And I'm like, I'm not going to recognize anyone. I'm like, I'm going to go there and I'm going to feel really awkward off in the corner, even though these people were like, I was so close with all these people. So I can't tell you the anxiety I had about going to this thing. And Kate and I went and I recognized I recognized 85% of the guys, and I didn't recognize none of the women.
Why do you think that is?
The reason that is because, like, when you're in high school, like, the girls that are in your class aren't paying attention to you. Right. They're paying attention to the two classes ahead of you. and you're paying attention to two classes 2 years below you, you know? So I didn't remember, like, so hardly true. Any
she
of
had
the,
a fixation on any a school girls. Teacher or something.
Except for one girl, Charlene Ellis, who like basically was running it, and she married one of my good buddies, Chris McCarthy, and a couple of the other girls, Gigi, and but most of the girls I didn't recognize at all. And the other thing is, so here I am, right? You know, because I have such a physical job, I'm in pretty decent shape, right? I'm thinking to myself, I'm going to go there. And like, geez, these people, you know, we're 47, 48 years old. They're all gonna, everybody's going to be like, Jesus, just a mess at this point. We're all, you know, as we get older, we turn into a mess. I'm pretty much a mess, but I feel like I'm a little bit in shape because of the demanding job.
You're very physically
demanding job.
Yeah.
But I went there, and I got to tell you, like, everybody looked fantastic.
Oh, that's great.
Like, the guys, like, holding down. They look really good. Everybody looked really great. And so I had a theory. I formulated the theory throughout the course of the evening that I think, like, you get married, and then in your 30s, you kind of get that complacent thing where you just kind of let yourself go to shit because you're eating and you're just, like, you know, going through the grind of trying to save money and pay for a house and raise young children and stuff. So you just kind of, like, let yourself go. And then I think, like, as... You know, you're thinking about 50. He's kind of like, he's like, okay, I got to get to the gym. I got to, like...
I'm going
to
have my 30th reunion. I got a year to get myself...
I don't think anyone... Well, maybe some people think that. I never thought I have to look good for my 30th. I just showed up. Maybe some people do. But I think... about the guy... Everybody looked really fantastic. I was really... And I knew, like... It was just like, oh, my God. I'm like... Oh yeah, the names were coming to me, and I didn't think the names were going to come to me.
Well, we
shared all great stories.
Did you share good stories?
My God, yeah. Stories that I had long forgotten about, you know, and so we did. There was a trivia contest. It was like 10 questions, and I was one of the answers to the trivia questions. Yeah, so I was psyched about that. Yeah.
Oh, that's sweet.
Yeah, and so Kim saw my picture because I took a picture from from the yearbook. And I look exactly. I don't know if this is a bad thing. I feel bad for my daughter Eloise, but she's beautiful.
She's beautiful.
But yeah, she is me, like in the right. Like, yeah, her facial structures.
It was remarkable. So, yeah. GMG readers write in and ask Joey to post that picture from
put the pressure on him.
It's very cute.
I'm very awkward.
I know the GMG readers would love to see
it. I'll post it. There's more fodder for people to make fun of me about, like big hair and everything else.
That's it.
Everybody had big hair then. You should put it with this.
I'll put it with this podcast.
Okay, good. It's really cute.
Not attractive.
It is really cute.
Not attractive.
It is.
So there's that, and as the smoke is going on, Toby was just talking about the Carl Sausage Kitchen and triple smoked. What was it?
Bacon.
Triple smoked bacon, which. Now, when you say bacon, it's not the sliced bacon. Back fat or something? What do you call it?
They cure their own bacon.
Is it slabs or is it slices?
And as they slice off to create the slices of the bacon, now they have the ends. And what they do is they smoke them again.
So it's not sliced bacon that they're smoking?
No.
Right. It's what do you call it? There's a word for that.
I don't know.
I can't think of what they call
it. We always just call it the ends. Who wants the
But I can tell you, because it's essentially what would have been otherwise wasted. I mean, I'm sure in most of the packing
triple house, smoked. So did you find it? Did you get
I have it all the time. And I should, shame on me for not bringing some since we're talking about this, but I promise I will.
Shame on you.
Yeah.
Now, when you say triple smoked, are you familiar with their process? Did you pry into that at all, or is it proprietary?
I don't think it's proprietary because they have an open area in the back where you can, if you're in the cafe section, you can actually observe some of what they're doing. I mean, Brooke Welty, who is involved there, who's a Gloucester.
She was a friend of the blog. She started writing for the Clam, and I'm not sure if she's still with the Clam or not.
But maybe she can, give some more light. Carl's is.
I guess the question that I have when you say triple smoke is it three individual smoking sessions?
Yes.
So they smoke it for X amount of time. They put it aside
to be the bacon, and then they smoke it once to be the to make bacon.
Right.
And then they smoke it two more times after that.
Correct.
Interesting.
And
I have to imagine it's unbelievable because one of the best things that I've eaten in this past year was the burnt ends. They call it burnt ends. It's not burnt, like charred or anything, but it's rendered down of the pork butt. The little ends that are when it comes down to like a little bit of a point.
Yeah.
Like it's
you can't
you know it's you that is it, like it's rendered down and rendered the flavors is so are so intense when it's you know.
I mean, Carl's is at 1 Bourbon Street in Peabody. It's not a KPN thing, but it's so unique.
Well, there's a KPN connection because Tony Gigoloni built the old Carl's Sausage Kitchen was very visible. That iconic sign on Route 1 on the northbound side.
Right.
It's Saugus. Okay, and they it was kind of a smallish place, and they built this. And Tony Gigoloni, who is the same guy, Gloucester guy that built Cape Ann Brewing, built this new space, which is just off of Route 1 and down under. It's very close to Lowell Street.
You take the Lowell Street exit, get off to the right. It's your first left.
Okay, there you go.
Number 1 Bourbon Street. And the reason why I raise it, it is a very unique experience. It's not just Austrian or German food in the preparation, but it's all the Scandinavian foods. As I think I told you, I have friends of mine who are of Norwegian descent, and this is the only place they can get some of the unique...
The Wiener Schnitzel?
No.
The Wiener Schnitzel!
The Nokkelost, which is a Norwegian cheese, or Gaffelbieter, which is a type of smoked and canned herring, essentially.
Do they have a beer there, too, though, don't they?
Oh, they have beer.
Yeah. Is that a big part of it now? Is it a pub?
It's a little cafe. The reason why they moved to Peabody to this space is I think for the same amount of money they were able to have like quadruple the space so they could have a bigger grocery. So now you can go in and you can get a dozen different types of mustard and other.
So it's like the J. Pache of the German.
There you go. Well, let's call it Germanic or Scandinavian.
Right. Wiener Schnitzel.
But anyway, it's a great take. If you're in the neighborhood, you should definitely stop in there. But I'm telling you, lunches are very unique. And I was blessed. A friend of mine said,
Said what?
Said, you know, come and meet me. And yeah, so a friend said, come have lunch with me, and we got some items to take home, and it's a unique experience. You're not going to find anything else quite like it.
Sold me.
Well,
now I have to go now. I have to go. Number one, the number one reason I wanted to go there, because I really like Brooke Welty, because I think she's really funny, and she's been a friend of the blog, and she does some, I think she does some of their social media, or if not, sometimes she tweets from work, and she says some funny things like time to handle the meat or something like that. It's just funny. And she's a funny person. And they moved to, so she was behind me when there was the fire. Remember the little dumplings place there?
Yes.
What was the name of that place? Something dumplings.
Happy Dumplings.
Happy Dumplings. They opened the first day. Do you remember, like,
yeah, I remember
all the promotion of that place, and I went in, there was a huge line. Everybody's like, I'm here because of you, because you posted about this and everything else. So I'm in line, and Brooke was directly behind me. I got my dumplings. I walked out. I was heading up the highway, and I get a text from Brooke that she didn't get her dumplings, that the place like was engulfed in smoke, like literally as I walked out the door, there was like a grease fire or something. I'm not sure exactly what it was, but there was literally a fire that burned the place like a bunch that they had closed down for a while.
It was like you got your order.
I got my order, yes. I got my order. But it was like crazy. Like I literally got it, had no idea that there was any problem. She was behind me and did not get her order. I got the pictures were unbelievable with how they shut the street down with the fire engines and everything.
Well, it's amazing how fast grease fires can just.
I don't remember if it was grease or electrical, but whatever it was. Anyway, you know, you don't have to rush to Carl's tomorrow, drop whatever you're doing, but I'm just saying, put it on, I mean, check out, do a Google map or something like that, so you know when you happen to be in the neighborhood.
Because you don't think of it, because you don't see it. Now, speaking of this topic, iconic signs on Route 1 that have gone away in the past year or two. So Carl's Sausage Kitchen, no longer on Route 1.
Correct.
Iconic sign. Right. To me, it was iconic. Was it iconic?
Yes.
Would you say that?
Definitely.
Not the top one, but close. Hilltop one, number one.
Number one.
Is it gone, or they leave it up?
The cactus is still there.
They're leaving the
cactus. Are they going to leave the cactus up?
Yes. They're going to move it. It's my understanding that the developer, who's the same developer as Market Street in Linfield, is going to do a mini Market Street, that they're going to move that cactus to like to be in the center.
Oh, very cool.
Oh, that's cute.
Okay, so there's that one.
Yeah.
But, you know, there's something happening with it. The third, the dinosaur at the mini golf came down this past week.
Gone. In Saugus.
Where the mini golf was and the batting cages and everything.
And actually, and across the street, the big Waylos.
Oh, the big Waylos.
It's down on the ground.
Just that happened like two or three days ago.
Yes. Wow. It was done this past week.
Mm. All of that. Like, right. Talk about... So, yeah.
Changes.
Right. I don't want to get into politics, right versus left or anything like that. But, like, to me, when people are saying, like, oh, we can't have... We just had this discussion. Like, things have to change. We need change because things are so horrible.
If the economy wasn't good, people wouldn't be buying this and developing it. Right. Pretty simple.
I know. There's so many people I know cannot find any help people to work at their establishments right now. I don't even want to go down this path because it's a no-win situation. But
America is great. We're just making it great.
And Gloucester's great too, because there was a politician that I'm not going to name the politician that said something to the effect that like the only reason I'm getting into this race is because I don't like the way things are going in Gloucester or something like that. And I'm saying to myself,
what?
If you really feel that way, then maybe I don't want to vote for you at all because I feel like Gloucester's only been on an upswing for the past 10 years. So you're big on everybody's got to go to Carl's Sausage Kitchen. Another place that you want to talk about, CR's.
It's up in Hampton, New Hampshire, and right off the
highway. We're going to go quick over this thing.
I understand. But to tie it in, I heard about this place. I used to have to do a lot of trade shows in the Manchester, New Hampshire area. And, you know, for ski industry, that sort of thing, sports industry. And one of the places we all loved to go to when we were there was called CR Sparks. So, in any case, I heard there was this place, CR's, and I had to find out whether or not there was a connection. And the guy had the place in Manchester.
Manchester, New Hampshire.
Yeah. Sold the place, figured he was going to retire, and then he found out that he really missed the business, so he had to start looking for another location. And so it is the same guy. So it's the same guy. I grabbed Eric Lorden because I wanted to share, you know, with somebody who was...
And what type of food is the place?
Eclectic. Everything from seafood...
Sort of like passports?
Yeah.
Okay.
And we had a wonderful time. The meal was great. I'll just be very brief. One of the very unique ways... We go to a lot of restaurants, all of us, and you like the seared ahi tuna, you know, that's sort of crisp on the outside or done on the outside, but raw in the middle. It was served, they kind of created a yin and yang. They took wasabi and mixed it with creme fraiche to do that portion of the yin and yang symbol, and they reduced the soy to do the other portion. So, I mean, I've never had it. You usually have a bowl of soy. They serve it with a little bit of wasabi. It was one of the creative things that they had. I could tell you about some other stuff. It was a great experience.
Where is it located?
It's, I think, 287 Exeter Road in Hampton. It's literally off the highway. Take the first exit. It's there.
Okay. You know? Not hard to find.
No, very easy. They have a website. CR, it's the restaurant.
And worth a visit, you're saying?
I had a wonderful time. Eric had a wonderful time.
Well, I trust both of those
recommendations.
They had a Cabernet Franc on the wine menu. I mean, that's pretty unique.
Kim, dining for you. You went to the studio, alfresco dining at the studio.
Oh, we loved it. Alfresco. It was beautiful. Beautiful starry night. Sitting there, seeing lots of friends. I had whole-bellied fried clams that were out of this world. Really, really good. And everything was great. The service was really good. The waitress was very, very sweet, and we had a wonderful time. And then we also went to Passports this week for... I met Catherine Ryan there.
Catherine Ryan this week. So right now is the busiest time of my year.
Yeah.
Like this month and next month are insanity down here. Catherine Ryan said, like, on Fridays, this is her move. This is her lately her move. I'm trying to, like, not blog on the weekend. You know, I'll schedule a bunch of posts for Saturday and Sunday on, like, Friday morning. And so get everything all done. I'm not going to look at the blog until Sunday morning again after my girls are gone. And Catherine Ryan, like, inevitably sends me five. And her posts are they're awesome posts. But there's 15 pictures, each with a caption, with, you know, for it to make sense, you have to go back and forth between the composing page and the email page 15 times to make it right. And I want to make it right for her because I know she puts a lot of work into it. I think I may have to make her a contributor. I don't know because the next time someone's, you know, off. Actually, I got Bridget Matthews, as I told her, is going to be the next contributor if we lose someone. And then Catherine Ryan I'll bring in because I'm exhausted trying to keep up with her. There's that.
Yes. You know what? I'll talk to Catherine about that because Heidi Down sends me a lot of press releases for the stage company, and she puts all the captions up at the top of the page for all the photos that she sends, then the text, and then I can put the cat. But
oh, you can just copy the caption, and then you can put the post. You just drag the pictures in.
Drag the pictures. Maybe I'll talk to Catherine about that just to make things a little bit easier for herself and for you. But we had a fabulous time at Passports. We had. I tell everybody to get this, the beautiful lobster salad, lobster roll, and then I accidentally knocked the top of the salt shaker off, so this beautiful mound of lobster, the salt shaker poured the whole entire salt on it. So, anyways, Alex was cooking that day for lunch, so fortunately he just made me a new one.
Nice.
But I just did want to mention that Eric mentioned Tuesday night community dinner is to benefit James Jimmy Brown. He's from Gloucester. He's a local chef.
and he needs a kidney transplant.
So Eric, so basically these community dinners are, they're very inexpensive. I think $15 entrees $15 or something.
Three course for $15.
Right.
Yeah.
Plus you can't you don't have to just order what's on the menu. You can on the with the three courses you can get whatever you want on the regular menu as well.
They offer a special menu.
No, not for $15, yeah, but right. But it.
But it's a great. You're crazy not to right, take advantage. Not to take of the, advantage. It's a great. Right. It's a great. Yeah. You know, I should tell. Yeah, I think I gotta do this too. Yeah, it's a. He does. I don't know why he does it because his restaurant is packed every night anyway.
Anyway, right.
So he doesn't like. That's. It's basically taking money out of his pocket to do these things. And but he's just like, you know, it's all goodwill. These people are gonna come back another time because he's gonna be really happy that we did this right. And. Right. So that's a little forward thinking. Not a lot of business people are that forward thinking.
Yeah.
But kudos to him.
I've only been to great ones. It's tremendous. It's really just a great thing to do for the community, and they're always packed. They're always a full house.
You
these community dinners.
You went to see Gloucester Blue, Israel Horowitz's new play.
Yes. Yeah. At the we went to the opening. Or Thursday was the opening night, but we went Friday night, which was like the opening night party. So. That was tons of fun, and the play is it's called a comedy thriller. However, it's kind of a dark comedy thriller, and there's tons of twists and turns in the plot, and you'll be very, very surprised at the ending. Mm. The acting was...
Just saying that alone kind of... Yeah. You shouldn't maybe say that even.
Oh. Well, I know.
It's totally fine, but like if you don't expect that there to be any twist at all... It's almost better.
Yeah. Know what I mean? Well, it's a dark comedy, so I mean, it's a dark thriller comedy, I would say. And the acting was outstanding. Just really, really. There were only four actors, and they simply did an amazing job. The cast was just fabulous. Oh. So I'm gonna post a little review about it tonight or tomorrow night with photographs as well.
Very nice. Yeah. Very nice. Oh man!
If it's okay to change up just a wee bit, I went to see Black Mass.
Oh my God!
You did? Oh my God!
Now was it everything that who's the guy? 6 months ago,
I know. No, it was your post was like the end of April.
The end of April.
April 28th.
I saw a trailer and I said, just based on this trailer, what was my comment?
You said if Johnny Depp doesn't get the nod for
best actor,
something's screwed up here.
And what do you think?
And what I can tell
this
you...
This is back in it. Like, they weren't even finished production of this movie, but I said, this is going to... Because I read the book probably 9 or 10 years ago.
The book is very excellent.
The book is one of my favorite books. Yeah.
I love it. So, in any case, Johnny Depp's performance is great. Joel Edgerton, who plays John Connolly, equally great. Mm-hmm. I mean, what I'm trying to tell you, and there are several other people in supporting roles who are very strong portrayals. Is it going to be Best Picture? I don't know. I'm not going out that far. What I'm trying to tell you is it's absolutely worth the effort to go see it. Yeah.
There is
some violence, and if you have difficulty with that,
people have to expect that. I mean, if you're going to that movie, you don't know that.
And Tom's like, you're not going to want to go with me. And I said, yes, I'll go. I'll just spend a lot of time out in the lobby, but I'll be happy to.
But
go
you're not going to see him coming. I got to
tell you, it is absolutely worth it. And as I said, there's more than one. In any case, there are a lot of really great portrayals of these real-life characters, these people who exist.
Yeah.
And there's certain moments in his life that were pivotal, and I think Johnny Depp and the director and, you know, the screenwriters, whatever.
Well, they had great material to work with.
Right.
Then you have Johnny Depp was great. I heard the same. What you said is a reconfirmation of what I had heard about the Edgerton guy.
Unbelievable.
I heard his performance Now, was he also, would you call him a leading role too?
Yeah,
or would you call him a supporting actor?
No, it could be that you're going to have
that
two
guy
people.
He could be
nominated also.
It's one of those deals. Yeah. I heard that someone said, someone actually wrote that, was the quote was, as good as Johnny's Depp was, this guy was also, you know, amazing. In this.
You know.
So those are the kind of movies that get Best Picture, you know.
I went to the matinee on the day it opened. You know, got the senior discount.
I went to a phase when I was reading all true crime novels, John Gotti, Sammy the Bull, all these true crime, all these things, the Black Mass, and I had to stop because I was losing faith in humanity, and like. A certain sense of paranoia was like in my head, like because these were all true stories, like you know, right. backed up with testimony and everything else. And I'm like, you know, greed and money and everything else that they took. You know, a lot of people take the easy path, and you know, you just like you want to think that I think there are a lot of really good people in the world and stuff like that, but like you see the way these guys operated, there was no remorse, you know, like people had families and they're just killing these innocent people to just better, you know what I mean, like okay, you know, blackmail,
right.
You know, guy has a successful business, just walks in, say you got two choices, you know, the daughter's sitting on the lap and they're gonna, you know, you're gonna give me the store. Right. You're gonna hand the key. Oh,
right.
Yeah, I'm not. We're not gonna get half. We don't have to say this is right or wrong. Literally,
I'm not
but
saying.
The point, but what I'm saying is that is
right.
But so you lose. You
but
know,
one of the things in this movie, there was a pivotal point in his life when he lost his son, his 6-year-old son. Mm. Okay, and this film captured that moment, and it changed him. If you thought he was evil before that happened, when he lost his son. Which was everything to him.
He lost his shit. Well,
right.
Yeah. Well, that's the portrayal, you know. That's the guy taking liberties to think of what was going through his mind, and maybe it was, but I think that I have a, you know, I just.
But those were.
I don't think there's just one or two things that make you into that monster. I think you have to like, you know. It's easy to say. Oh, this was the thing that turned him into a bad guy.
No,
you know,
it was already a bad guy.
He was a bad guy.
What I'm saying, right. He at after that point when he lost his kid through this really unfortunate circumstance.
Yeah. Based in this movie, they're saying that was the thing that really turned him into a bad guy. But I don't know. You know, who knows?
Even people who you think are pure, pure evil, people don't start out evil.
There's layers of people.
Right.
I mean, some of the worst people in the world can have really good sides to them. You know, there's complexities that. Like it's, you know, it's easy to compartmentalize every person
and
has
make it
this,
super
that.
Black and white, but it really.
Please
isn't
go see the movie. Yeah. I think it's you know, good. Worthwhile investment of your time.
I've had that one bookmarked. I haven't had a movie bookmarked like I've had this movie bookmarked. I don't think ever, because when I read the book, I knew it was going to be made into. I didn't know but I thought this is going to make a great movie. And you know, and that was quite a while ago when I read it. Yeah. So anyway, thanks for bringing that up.
Yeah. Good reminder.
Yeah. I wonder what the number did. So we won't find out until Monday what the numbers on that movie
are. Correct.
When was the last time we've heard of like a big blockbuster movie that wasn't a Marvel, a children's Frozen or a Marvel comic book?
A really exciting adult, interesting movie, right? Yeah.
The last ones that I can think of that were blockbusters were the Bourne Identities, and you know, obviously, you know, the Bond movies are always good.
Well,
to me,
outside
of those, what was the last big
one? There are a couple of films coming, one of which is The Martian that I'm looking forward to.
Who's in that one?
Matt Damon.
That looks spooky.
He hasn't done anything bad in a while, has he?
Right. And I mean, but there's some interesting films. One of the things that happens if you do go to the big movie theater, like, you know, I went to the Liberty Tree. Okay, you get to see all the previews of a lot of movies that are coming.
So it really
brings you up to speed. About
as much money as the movies cost, I still love going to the movies.
Me too.
And I miss, you know, I because it's so busy this time of year, like, I haven't gone to the movies like I used to go to the movies.
How can you get to go? Maybe next Saturday night you and Kate can go.
A text is already out to Kate asking her. Literally, if you look at the last thing that I have punched into my phone was, can we, after dinner Saturday night, we go see Black Mass?
Yeah, just have a really early dinner so you don't fall asleep in the movie.
Yeah, I'll be all right. I don't think I'm going to fall asleep in that movie. But
Or eat dinner afterwards. Go to like an
early show. Have either of you guys listened to the Alicia's podcast, any of them yet?
No, I'm sorry.
First couple, I haven't gotten to the third.
I'm sorry.
My favorite has been the third one. The fourth one, she's got to work on her audio. Like she... I don't know. I asked her about the gain, and the gain wasn't changed. But like, at certain points, the voice goes way up, and everything. There was a lot of distortion, and I couldn't get through this fourth one. I love what she's doing though, and I want her to focus on not screaming into the microphone.
I'll listen to the third one then.
Listen to the third one because I think that was the best one so far, and she's gonna keep doing awesome work. The reason her name came up was she, when I sent out the email like we're gonna do a podcast or something, she says that she's gonna start doing a thing. If any local businesses need help, she'll post their help wanted.
She's
been doing it. That's great.
She's been doing
it. Yeah. But she wanted me to mention it on the Gloucestercast. So
I think that's great.
That's a super idea.
Yeah, it's a fantastic idea. Yeah. That's a super just idea. Another one of those reasons why you want to do that. And the Chamber of Commerce has come on board. I believe they've come on board with the calendar that James curates for us.
Which is unbelievable.
Yeah,
I use it so many people that tell me I don't have to go to Rockport Music's schedule of what concert's coming up. Right. I just go to James' calendar and start scrolling through it, and I'm gonna know.
It's awesome. I also gotta mention
a beautiful job in that.
He's James and Anna. James is doing this calendar in particular, but KPNG Clay is not just James. And I think James would tell you this too. Anna is a huge part of that business, organization-wise and everything else. James is more the creative, but she is the backbone of that.
They're terrific together. They're a terrific team.
They certainly are.
Good job.
And the other thing I want to mention, so they're putting together a show of some of my latest square images, industrial waterfront images for Seaport Grill. I was shooting for a Friday opening at Seaport Grill.
Nice.
Oh, that'll be exciting.
I'm hoping I'm going to go there for dinner Friday night. We'll see.
Not this Friday then.
And they're all going to be big pieces. They wanted to do big pieces, 36 by 36.
Ooh, wow.
Yeah. So.
Did you say it was this Friday? No.
We're not positive. We're shooting for Friday. Okay. A Friday. And it's not going to be, when I say opening, it's not going to be opening. That's where we're going to hang them. There's not a party.
Oh, there's not a party?
We're making a party.
Yeah, there's going to be a party.
Yeah. So there we go. And you guys have anything else you want to talk about?
No. Do you want me to give you a monarch butterfly update?
A quick one.
We might have a good migration.
There's signs for a good migration.
Yeah, I've got like 13 chrysalises and caterpillars ready to go. I think we might have a good migration.
Oh, that's very nice. And the other thing I'd like to know, what web apps or phone apps would you recommend to follow the migration?
Journey North is really good.
Journey North,
Journey North is really
good. Do you want me to do it, or do you want to do a screenshot of Journey North, what it would look like on your phone, and say, here, if you download this app, you can follow the migration?
You want me to do it? I can do it. Okay.
Because you don't normally do like screenshots of websites.
You do.
I'll do that for you.
You do that.
Okay. Very cool. All right. I think we wrap it up right here for Toby Pett and Kim Smith.
See you next time.